Talk to me, Nick Haralambos, the entrepreneur at the slowhustle.org, about why you already feeling, and it's not even the middle of the year, in a middle of the year slump.
Yeah, hey Bruce, thanks for having me again. Yes, so I'm coming to the end of my second cohort of online Side Hustle Academy students, and there's 25 of them that I'm coaching starting their own side hustles, and the pain, the tiredness, the burnout is palpable and visible on their faces. And I went to great lengths in my coaching call with them yesterday to remind everybody that your side hustles are supposed to be additive and not subtractive. They're supposed to make you feel better. They're supposed to improve your lives. And the problem that a lot of us have is the guilt attached to working 12-hour days, trying to see our friends, trying to build this business. And I wanted to use my time this evening to remind everybody that you're probably doing the best you can, and this guilt is only going to eat you alive and do more harm than good. So remember that your fatigue is attached to the lack of sleep, the lack of exercise, and the insane workloads, and this crazy world that we live in. So it's okay to give yourself a little bit of a break and be a little bit kinder to yourself in the coming weeks.
You're being very gentle and very nice, but I think, I mean, this idea of actually people, I think often the idea of a side hustle can be born out of desperation, and you want it to work, and you want it to work faster than anything that you've ever done before, because you need to support your income, and you do have to be patient, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think this is a big misconception about the concept of a side hustle, is that I've got this idea, I'm going to whip it up, and all of a sudden people are going to give me a lot of money. And unfortunately, expectation is the destroyer of your ambitions, because you expect that it's going to be quick, you expect that it's going to be easy, and it's not. These things take time and they're hard. And finding the time out of your week to actually dedicate focused energy to building a side hustle is really difficult. And then what happens is you miss 1 week, you miss 2 weeks, you don't work on it, and you feel this immense guilt that you've told people that you're starting this thing. Fear of failure kicks in, and it's just this never-ending cycle of anguish that you put yourself through. So I think this expectation is a point that you've highlighted that is important. Your expectation should be whatever you can afford in terms of time and money. If you can only afford 1 hour a week, then just focus on that 1 hour a week. And if you happen to skip it for 1 week, don't worry. You'll get it back next week. There are worse things that could happen.
But don't treat it like, in Nick says, I must be nice to myself, so I'm just going to like bunk for a month. because then, I mean, one's got to be smart about this and look at it and say, hold on a second. Yes, I'm busy this week. I need to make space over the weekend, perhaps to play catch up, or I need to play catch up next week, but not brutalize yourself over it. And that's, I think, the subtle difference here.
Yes, that's right. And I think that what we all need to remember is there is lots of competition in the world, lots of people building things, lots of people trying to make money. And the ones that succeed are the ones that are consistent. Yes, they will miss a day or a week here and there, but they go back to the grind. They just keep pushing. And I'm seeing that with my students. The ones that are consistently building are in the gap of 6 weeks have gone from no idea to their first sale, because every day that they set themselves time to work on this side hustle, they work on the side hustle. And if they miss a day, they catch it up. The trick is, the point that I'm making is, don't beat yourself up for missing one day. Just get back on the horse and keep riding. That's how you build a successful and sustainable side hustle. This massive ebb and flow of everything is amazing and then everything is terrible, that's what's going to leave you struggling. You need to find a happy medium where you can give yourself a break but continue to work.
Okay, very good. Tell me about some of your hustlers. I'm curious to hear what people are thinking and what they're doing.
Yeah, so I've got one great catch-up story to tell you about. One of the very first ladies that we gave 1,000 rand to sent us an update, because we're getting ready to give away our first 20,000 rand loan from Bridgement. It's bridgement.co.za. And we've asked for updates. And Simi Bakes sent us an update. You can follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Simi Bakes. And she is just doing so fantastic. 3 months after receiving 1,000 rand from us, she's already hired 2 people to now help her bake and deliver cakes. She's doubled her order volume. She's increased her sales month on month, and she's increased repeat sales. She's using her Yoko Go machine to take credit card payments from the curated food market where she's been invited to participate, and 80% of her sales now go through her Yoko Go machine. So an incredibly cool story that Yappy Chef also helped us on that one. They gave us an extra 1,000 rand so she could get her extra mixer. So a lot of people came together, a lot of companies to help this one side hustle that is now employing 2 people after 3 months. And you know what, Bruce, everybody asks me, the first privileged question is, oh, come on, Nick, what can people do with 1,000 rand? Now you know.
Now, I mean, people are so creative. And when that 1,000 bucks is all you've got, you're going to make it work. Nonclair, the dental therapist, what is she doing? Is she selling sweets outside the dentist surgery or something as a side hustle? That would be smart.
That would be smart. So Nonclair lives in an area where there is no pizza, no takeaways. The closest Debonairs is 100. She says it's not too far. It's 100 kilometers away. So her idea is she's got a tried and tested pizza dough recipe. So she's going to start selling pizzas on the weekend at limited amounts to make up some extra money for herself. And it's such a great idea. She's got this incredible enthusiasm, and she's going to start slowly setting limited amounts and getting people to collect from her once a week, and then expand from there. And like, that's just such a simple, easy, smart way to build a side hustle in your spare time. Sell 30 pieces a weekend and you're making an extra few 1,000 rand a month.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Nick Haralambos. Nick is an entrepreneur. He's the author of How to Start a Side Hustle. And he's done it and expanded this idea of writing the book and then delivering courses, and also 1,000 rand to each person who bothers to turn up, who comes up with a decent idea and says, yes, I will be coached by you for half an hour. And he goes through this process with these people who want to start side hustles. What a marvelous little cohort of micro enterprises he's helping start. Nick Haralambos with How to Start a Side Hustle.